Your wedding day is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Traditions and trends fluctuate over the years, but there are certain things, events, or even people that you should make sure to make time for during your wedding day. So keep listening to learn more about what not to skip during your wedding day. In my opinion, of course. Welcome to Weddings and Life with Taylor Nicole, a podcast created to give advice and inspiration for anyone planning a wedding from a seasoned wedding photographer's perspective. I believe that wedding planning doesn't only have to be stressful and that it can actually be fun. In each episode, I will address topics from my professional and personal experience, and I'm excited to share my life with you along the way. My heart behind this podcast is that you leave encouraged and inspired. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to another episode. I feel like this episode should come with a warning that I am sentimental to my core. That would probably play out in many areas of my life, but I married a minimalist, so thankfully I have yet to become a hoarder because yes, the shirt I wore on our first date that I will probably never wear again should be in my closet forever, right? Or be made into a pillow at least? Just kidding. Well, mostly. I actually did get rid of the shirt I wore on my first date with Austin. Totally irrelevant to this, but side tangent, but I'm very sentimental. And sorry for the implying that being sentimental equals hoarder. It's not true, but I guess I have that characteristic too. kept in check though by Austin. Anyways, I am getting very off track at the beginning of this. So please just weigh anything I share here in this podcast with your own priorities, opinions, and preferences. I am by no means here to lay down the wedding planning law of what's right or what's wrong or what you should or shouldn't do. In fact, I hope you view every episode of my podcast that way because I do not have all the answers for you and I can't plan your wedding. I can just tell you things that I think could help. But with the experience of being a bride myself before, and then now I have been able to witness weddings in my career for the last 5, going on 6 years now, and actually photographed weddings for about the 4 to 5 years previous to that, just less frequently. Anyways, a lot of years of weddings. I get to see a lot of couples on their wedding day. I get to see what makes them happy and relaxed, and also what makes them stressed. Or occasionally I'll see a moment of like active regret of like, oh no, I didn't do that or I missed that. Obviously I don't want that to happen often. And I do my best to talk with all of my clients about their preferences and their priorities for the wedding. And I do my best to keep their priorities first while still getting my job done too. So I hope that was enough background and reassurance. And just know that if you disagree with me on any of these points, that is okay. It's probably even good because we're not the same person. But here we go. A list of things I think that you shouldn't skip or cut short on your wedding day. Number one, coming in hot, parent dances. So the dances I'm referring to here are the father-daughter dance, the mother-son dance. Heck, I've even seen people have a special dance with their grandparents or anything like a mother-daughter dance too. Basically, I feel like this is our one, like, it's not one, but it is a cultural thing. I know we're like growing up, we're used to our own types of weddings, but they are really cultural. And so having a dance with someone in your reception basically is just a way to kind of honor them in front of all your guests and just like let them know like you're important in my life. I'm thankful for everything you've done. At least that's what it translates in my opinion. And I always love the parent dances too. So know that that's coming through a filter as well. But so while this is a tradition, a pretty cultural tradition, I actually think, and to any of you who don't have great relationships with your parents, then please just skip this. Like, I'm sorry. I'm speaking about the person who is close or closer to a parent. But maybe this person is also not really in love with the idea of spending an entire song's worth of time dancing with your parent in front of all your guests. Maybe that makes you a little nervous. So please, please know that it's worth it. It is fully worth it for the memories you'll have, both the memories in your mind as you think back on your wedding day, and also the photo and video memories it will give you for years to come. Yes, I'm a photographer. I can't put that perspective aside. I think those memories matter. So I don't want to scare anyone into doing something they just don't want to do. But I mean, in reality, life is incredibly short. And that 3 minute long song and those memories, well, you can literally cling to those for the rest of your life. So I think 3 minutes is well worth it. Also, a pro tip from the photo slash video perspective. I don't do video, I do photo, but both of us. Please do not cut these songs and make them 20 to 30 seconds long. I know that maybe that's a more comfortable time frame and idea of being up in front of people, and maybe longer than 30 seconds seems daunting, but honestly, we need more than 30 seconds to capture that memory. I mean, maybe we can get a good picture in that time frame, but we're not guaranteed. And what happens is when we have more time within a song, we have time to experiment with the angles and the lighting. I mean, not that we can't light it, but to make sure we're getting the best background, and we have time to get a close-up picture of like a reaction. And as you guys are turning, we only get to see your faces so many times per turn. And then farther away pictures of the environment. So please choose a song that is at least 2 minutes. Honestly, like 3 minutes is like the best in my opinion, but that's me getting too particular. So once again, to restate, please don't take this as a wedding planning rule to always keep. It's not the right way to do things. Not everyone will have parents in attendance, and also not everyone has the relationship with the parent that makes that dance even a possibility. But if you can just keep that fear of being in front of your guests away and just take that opportunity to make memories and like remember those and cherish those, I think it's well worth it. So please dance with your parents and let me photograph it. Okay, the next thing on the list of not to skip, time with your VIPs. So I don't really know what to call them other than VIPs, but like your VIP, very important person, might be your family members, like parents or siblings, grandparents, or out-of-state relatives, or they could be your wedding party members, or just friends in attendance. Maybe they're not formal wedding party, but they're still really important to you. So no matter how you spend your wedding day, you will not regret having good conversations and memories with these people in your lives. And I'm not even talking about formal portrait memories, because even though it's easier to, and I think group photos are great, but honestly, just the time you have to be around these people who are most important to you will really fill your cup. So that being said, inviting your friends or other important people to come be near you, even in a moment that's slow, like when you're getting ready in the morning, that could be a really good idea. Lean into your personality here though. I know for me, I would have been stressed as heck if I had a room full of like 20 other people with me getting ready. But I did choose to have a small group of my close friends and my mom and other family members. I think it actually might've just been my mom. I'm an only child, so that makes it easy. But that was really calming and fun to just be around them and like get to set the morning so you could, you know, if you want a loud party with loud music, like go for it. Invite all the friends, play the music, drink the mimosas, or if a quiet morning with just your people sounds nice, then do it. Also, setting aside time to join the cocktail hour and just kind of making an effort to say hi and mingle with these people is a great idea. Obviously, getting some group photos with your VIPs is a great idea too, but I also want you to be able to just be present with the people and your whole wedding day. As much as I'd like to make it different, it's not about just photos. It's about the memories you get to create. So it's not all about the formal portraits. And I enjoy getting to be a fly on the wall while you have those conversations too. And then also another idea with that is inviting your VIPs to your welcome dinner or maybe your rehearsal dinner. And maybe, you know, after your rehearsal dinner, you have sort of an informal welcome party so that you get to go hang out with all your VIPs, but you don't need to necessarily buy them dinner at the fancy rehearsal dinner venue or something like that. But that's just a great time to get extra time with your VIPs before your wedding day. And honestly, you're pretty much always going to be a little bit more relaxed during that rehearsal dinner time than you will on the actual day. Not saying the day is always stressful, but you won't always have an abundance of time versus the night before you really would, I think. So, okay, the next one is kind of funny. But do not skip or lose or not have time for dinner and appetizers and cocktails. So this is a more fun one, but it's usually just to keep the FOMO away. Like, you know, fear of missing out. I feel like that's a really old phrase because that, like, I feel like that started when I was in high school. I don't know, maybe not. What do people say now? I know it's like, yeah, I'm not even gonna get into it. Guys, I'm almost 30 and I don't think I feel old, but there are times where I'm like, crap, is that really old of me to say? And then you are probably, just more thoughts on this, you're probably choosing and paying for your guests to enjoy great appetizers and maybe signature drinks or cocktails and dinner. So just try to not let your timeline creep into this and steal you away from all the fun treats that you're paying for. And I am semi-serious here. I feel like the most important element of a wedding is really just the people. But I do sometimes see couples end up missing their own appetizers and cocktails because they're so busy going through timeline items, sometimes photos. I really do try my hardest not to be the reason that my couple misses these. Like if your golden hour portraits are right after the entrance of your reception, I'll prove it by you, but then I like try to have the venue hold the plate for dinner until we get back in, because if not, it'll be cold or gone by the time you get back. But that was kind of a funny one. And then last on the list of what not to skip, this is going to be a shorter episode, friends. Okay, during your ceremony, make sure to not skip taking a moment to look out over everyone around you, like all of your guests. So your wedding day is going to fly by. There's just nothing that can be done to slow things down. For as much planning and preparation, there's just nothing to make it slower. I guess if you like really expanded it, maybe if you planned like a 15-hour wedding and left like 2 hours for every event. But no, your wedding day is going to fly. So I think taking a moment to look out toward your guests while they're all present in the same room, they're supporting you as you make this huge commitment, is just such a sweet memory. It can actually become just like this hard and fast, like core memory. I feel like that's the thing now, is like creating core memories. Well, your wedding day should be full of them, and that should be one of them, in my opinion. So your officiant can add this into their like wedding ceremony speech if you like. I feel like oftentimes I'll hear like the officiant will literally say something like, your wedding day is going to fly by. Why don't you take a moment and look out toward all your guests who are here for you? Yep, you can take that word for word if you want. I'm not copywriting it. And I definitely probably am not the first person to ever say it. So just an idea. And also that is a great photo opportunity. We like to see you guys looking out toward your guests, and it gives us another fun angle during your ceremony. I won't hide that fact. It helps us. It's a nice ceremony angle. So don't miss that if you can't. So I hope that list of four things, and I'm scrolling back to let you know, the four things were the parent dances, time with your VIPs, appetizers, cocktails, and dinner, and looking out at everyone over your ceremony. I hope that list of four things of not to skip was helpful. There are probably actually a lot of other things you can think of that you might want to add to that list. Maybe it's setting aside time to have a first look with your dad, or making a note to give your mom a hug when you walk down the aisle, or exchanging gifts with your loved ones before, like a little special gift for your family or your friends. I will say, like, one of those core memories from my own wedding, I didn't plan a first look with my dad. I just didn't even think about it. And we went outside, and I think after I saw Austin, and we might have even taken our wedding party pictures, I think the photographer was just covering like Austin and the groomsmen, and my dad walked up and just gave me this big old hug, and he actually had tears in his eyes, which was super sweet. And the photographer noticed and grabbed pictures of it. And I can like, I feel that when I look back on that as a memory, I'm like, that was really sweet. And of course I had to work to not cry. So anyways, there are lots of things on your wedding day that will give you core memories. You don't have to like my list at all. In fact, you might hate all of those things, and that's okay. But that's just an idea of like, life is short. Don't skip on something because you're like a little bit nervous about it, if it's worth the memories. So think of your priorities and all of that. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I guess like overall, even more than just my list of four things, I hope that you can take time to think about your wedding day and what you care most about, what's most important to you, and just try to make sure that your wedding plans and like the timing that you're setting up with your planner and your photographer, that all of that is working out to support your priorities. So anyways, if you can leave this podcast a rating and review on any platforms, or just sharing episodes with your friends, that is super helpful. And if you ever want to send me a message on Instagram letting me know that you liked an episode, It would be encouraging too. So thank you guys, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with another wedding planning episode.